the building confidence in the field, that we didn't want them to feel that we're another Microsoft. And we wanted our customers to be good friends. We were very careful with quality control. We look for and find the one bad battery in 10,000 before it gets out of the place, and people agree with that. The FDA agrees to it, that we do that. We are very careful that if there's a problem, our customer finds out from us and not from their customer. And that's so we build a quite a good relationship with our customers, and part of it is that for the licensing, we've had more than one customer said, well, we want to make our own batteries. We don't want to be totally dependent on you. We say, fine. Ideally, we think that's a good idea. We'll make half your own, buy the other half from us, and then it's protection. And usually what happens is they start making the batteries, and they find out it's not as easy as it looks. And they find it's costing them more than it would to buy it from us. Yeah. They say, look, if you can make batteries, you go ahead. We want no part of it. You know? But the offer is there. If they want to pay a licensee, we'll go on with it. License income is sort of nice. There's no overhead to it. Yeah. It's 100% profit. Of course, it does mean that you have to maintain your license. You have to keep working on it. And in the early days, I always wrote all of our contracts to say that we are licensing you this and subsequent patents. Well, that makes the patent immortal. Because by the time that this patent is run out, we've got a bunch more there.
Uh-huh.
And then they get rights to that, and it's so that it makes it immortal.